Hey, you want to get into a little clickbait headlines?
Why not?
Yeah, these are the headlines that we click on, so you don't have to. You don't have to waste the time or the click on these clickbait headlines. So, first off, Uranus caught flashing a new moon.
Okay, all right. Absolutely. I know you clicked on that immediately.
Yeah. Because it's space, right?
Oh,
basically, sure. I clicked on it and they've discovered via the James Webb telescope that's out there that there's more going on around Uranus than we thought.
Oh, great.
Another
moon. What a sentence.
There's another moon. So 29 of them. 29 moons on Uranus.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess it's a cute one, too.
Great.
Just a little 6 miler in diameter.
Okay.
Which 6 miles, I mean, that almost seems like just a rock floating in space, not a moon.
Right.
You know? Just
but
like
we've upgraded it to
like
a moon.
Like
status.
A big boulder. Yeah, I guess, according to the James Webb telescope, they observed it in a orbitary sort of fashion. So they decided, you know what?
You know what? That's
Let's
a moon.
Go ahead and chalk that one up as a moon. So there you
All
go.
All right.
All right.
Awesome.
And then I saw this one and I was like, all right. Netflix will now recommend movies based on your astrological sign.
Come on now. Okay.
What are you? Again? I know you're October. Is that Leo? That's not Leo.
No, it's a Libra.
Libra.
Yes.
Okay, see.
And they're only going to really be able to do that based on the person's account, right? Because do you have to give them your birth date when you sign up? It's under my husband's name, so I don't know.
Right. It will, when you sign in, apparently you can just put in like what your birthday is. You know, there are more than what Netflix understands that more than one person watches on a family account or whatever.
Okay.
So you can just add your birthday and
you can pick a little picture for each person's profile and now you can add a birthday
or click your star sign or whatever and say, okay. Hey, based on your star sign, these are the type of shows that are good for you. Here's the unfortunate part about this, because I tried to like investigate further because of for you, like
for
Libra
research.
And me, Virgo. I don't know my password.
Oh, yeah.
So I only have a couple examples, like Scorpios, passionate, charismatic, seductive. So they suggest shows like Wednesday and The Night Agent. If you're a Leo, I think we're in Leo right now.
Yeah.
Confident, generous, loyal. So The Crown and Bridgerton are right up your alley, apparently.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, you don't have to give Netflix any personal information. So, if you're a subscriber, see the suggestions for every sign. So all you have to do is just log in, and then I guess there's like a little section where it says,
what's
you know, based
sign?
On your star sign. Yeah, and then you just scroll over and you see, okay, you go down to Libra or you go down to Virgo, and you're like, okay, all right. Okay, this is what I'm doing.
And then you just promptly go back to whatever else you were looking at.
I guess. I'll tell you that my wife and I decided we're in the middle of a show, and I know my daughters are having fun with watching Summer I Turn Pretty.
Oh, my daughter's into that.
Yeah. So they
give me the whole synopsis. I don't know who any of these people are. I'm like, that sounds great, hon.
Yeah, well.
She was mad yesterday.
It's kind of nice. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did hear that. But it is kind of nice because all three of my daughters, my older two daughters have moved out. They come to the house and there's like a little watch party.
Oh, that's fun.
So all three of them watch Summer I Turn Pretty. So while they're watching that, my wife and I have started watching Sirens, which is Kevin Bacon's in it. And, there's an actor from, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Dennis, he's in it. And so, I mean, it's about the ultra rich and it's wild.
Oh, wow.
It's wild. So we've enjoyed that. But then it was like, all right, well, we don't have a whole lot of, a lot of time. So, oh, and Julianne Moore's in it too. So she's fantastic. But then, so we literally started watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, wow.
Never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
Nope.
Oh, see, we were late to the game several years ago when we did that.
Okay, so we're only two episodes in. So I at least knew the premise of Breaking Bad. I knew what was going to happen. My wife
so
had
disturbing.
Yeah, my wife had no idea what even the premise was.
Oh,
so
wow.
So she was like discovering all this. And like, oh, wow, okay, all right. We're literally like two episodes in, and we're like, okay, are we now going to have to start juggling multiple shows? Because, because Sirens is one that if you haven't seen, it's one of those where you're like, oh, dang it. Makes you frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's yeah, it's a good one. But yeah, like I said, Julianne Moore, Kevin Bacon are in it. That's a great one. But then we're like, okay, well, maybe we're on the Breaking Bad train now, you know?
Oh, wow. And how many years ago was that?
Yeah, right? Like 15 years ago, maybe?
Right.
Like maybe even more.
Yeah. And I feel like that's going to be one where you want to talk to somebody about it, but it's just going to have to be each other because that trip has already sailed. So that ship sailed and that train has left the station for everybody else.
It's funny because I guess my wife was talking about it at her work. Like, hey, you know, Ben and I are talking or are just started watching Breaking Bad. And somewhat one of her coworkers was like, me too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. She can talk to that one person.
Right. That one person. But it's so funny when you missed it when it was hugely popular and you're like, all right, well.
And then you're like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Oh, now I want to talk about it.
And then it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll, you know, dip my toe in and see what all the hubbub was about 15 years ago.
Oh, there's hubbub. I get the hubbub.
And then it's like, yeah, if you find anybody who's actually watched it, you're like, hey, Breaking Bad. And they're like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember, you know,
yeah,
I watched it so long ago. Right.
Yes, without remembering it. But yeah, no, Night Agent was our jam. Like we've seen, I think it's been two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, so is your husband a Scorpio? Because that was the whole, that was the astrological sign recommended.
No. I honestly don't know what he is. Generally second.
You don't know what
that's
he is?
That's how little we pay attention to
star signs. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't really pay attention to star signs. I just know mine, and I know my wife's. But
yeah, I know Libra.
Yeah.
That's me. Right. And we know Jake is a Leo. And that's about it.
Yeah. Hey, that's all you need. And your daughter's a Pisces, and I know that because my daughter is as well, right.
And I know her birthstone is a diamond.
Yeah, expensive girl. She's been from birth, so.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, hey, we've meandered long enough. Let's get
that
to
a lot of meandering.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. Welcome to a Friday show, friends.
Absolutely. The rules are out the window.
That's right.